In other news, Bahraini forces raid the houses of anti-regime protesters in several villages. Security forces stormed the villages in the early hours of Monday and made dozens of arrests. Bahrain has recently seen an escalation in anti-regime protests. According to activists, 100 people have been injured in the security clampdown over the past few days. The kingdom has been the scene of anti-regime rallies for over 2 years now. Dozens have been killed as regime forces have been trying to crush dissent with the help of forces deployed from neighboring Saudi Arabia. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I joined with Mr. Saeed Shahabi, who is with the Bahrain Freedom Movement, and he's joining us live now via Skype from London. Mr. Shahabi, thanks a lot for joining us now. I wanted to ask, you know, what exactly is the game plan of the Bahraini monarchy at this point? What does it hope to achieve by arresting people from their homes?
Thank you very much. It seems to me that it is a silly game, and it is not going to win them anything, because I just want to take the viewers back 3 years ago, when about this time in 2010, the regime arrested more than 500 people. That is 7-8 months before the revolution. Those arrests had culminated in the revolution. Without those arrests, the revolution could not have been so severe and so widespread. Now, this time, with this massive campaign of arrests, the regime is laying the foundation for a bigger revolution on the 14th of August, when the people have called for another campaign under the name of Tamarrud, on the line of what had happened in Egypt recently. So I believe that those arrests, those unlimited arrests, so many people have been arrested in the past few days, and many were injured. The collective punishment by the regime, all these factors, I think, are contributing to a possibly wider conflict and greater and stronger revolution on the 14th of August.
I actually wanted to follow up on what you just said, Mr. Shahabi. You know, in any revolution, people ask about whether the people will stay on the streets and will keep protesting. Do you believe that the Bahraini people have it in them to keep going through with this revolution?
Well, as we have seen now, we have behind us more than 30 months of revolution, non-stop. Not one single day had passed in those 30 months without the people pouring into the streets of towns and villages, and sometimes in the capital, in their hundreds, in their thousands sometimes, depending on the intensity of the crackdown by the regime. Going into the streets, shouting down with Hamad, down with the regime, the people want regime change, without a single day that has not seen a protest of one form or the other. So the people have shown, the Bahraini people have shown their resilience, that they are able to continue their revolution, to continue their struggle, not only in the past 30 months, but in fact, for the past 90 years, since 1922, yes, it is a peaceful, settled, continuous, non-violent revolution. But I think any serious revolution has the capacity of changing the situation, as we have seen in South Africa, which continued for 70 or 80 years against apartheid until the regime fell down. So I believe the Bahraini people, with their continuous campaign, restless campaigns, they are making history, and they are teaching other revolutions that we can stay on the streets, we can be peaceful, we can be civilized, and we can yet destroy this regime, the foundation of the regime, the legality and legitimacy of the regime. And I think today the regime will not be able to find a single friend that can defend it morally, ethically, or even politically, because it has failed really to listen to the demands of the people. But the people are there to stay, and their demands are there to change the regime, and that's what's going to happen, inshallah.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now, but of course we do sincerely appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Saeed Shahabi speaking to us live from London.